Faisal Shahzad had just returned from Pakistan, where reportedly he underwent terrorist training by the Taliban. That struggle continues in Afghanistan, where America is waging a war not just to wrest territory from the Taliban, but to win hearts and minds and fight the plague of suicide bombings and IEDs. To that end, the U.S. military has launched a new ad campaign in Afghanistan in partnership with a local ad agency, Lapis. Here's the English version of one of the ads Lapis produced for the new campaign.
What will we make of this child? Will we teach him to take lives or to save them? If we want a new Afghanistan, we have to build one for this new Afghan. Because he is new life for us all.
Jahid Mosseini is the CEO of the Mobi Group, the parent company of Lapis. Jahid, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Can you tell me about some of the past efforts by the U.S. military to get their message across to the people of Afghanistan?
Firstly, it's just a guess because their ads are never branded as U.S. military or U.S. effort. There's a lot of ads that are going through for counterterrorism. And generally, they're very prescriptive, very literal. And there's violence and there's bits of shooting in there, etc.
And do they work?
They don't necessarily change people's perceptions. And then because of the amount of propaganda that's been thrown at people in the country over the last 30 years, I think people are fairly cynical when it comes to those kinds of ads.
And so rather than doing the literal approach, they've turned to Lapis, to your company, to try something new. Your company employs symbols and icons to send a subtler message, right?
On this campaign, there were two core areas they were looking at. They were looking at the branding and positioning of an Afghan National Army, and then secondly, looking at governance and development. In terms of the Afghan National Army, it was basically trying to imbue a sense of pride within the military itself and also with the population, and link it in with the warrior poets of old, protectors of the people, picking up a gun not because they wanted to, but because they had to in order to protect society.
How are you attacking the issue of development?
It was very, very simple, using, again, very iconic basic imagery, using babies. A baby is something that everyone identifies with because it's calm, it's soft, it's not telling you to do anything. And oddly enough, you know, even for us, like as proprietors of a media company, stopping you to think and think, okay, well, you know, we're shaping the future of the generations to come.
What's the feedback been from the viewers? Has the message gotten through?
The feedback has been fairly positive. We've done a number of focus groups and people were quite happy with it. They were thinking about it. They saw that it was positive. So far it's been good.
Where are your ads appearing?
This current campaign, it's looking at more the eastern part of the country. It's on television, on the national television, on billboards, on radio.
Is anybody criticizing you for producing propaganda for the U.S. military?
So far, we haven't got any criticism, but for me, the most important thing is that we didn't see much of this as being specifically propaganda. You know, one of the reasons we were able to take it on is it wasn't a propaganda piece. It wasn't about taking sides. It wasn't about Afghans having to choose sides. It was driving people to think and take a step back. And you have to also understand, in our country, 99% of the people are just normal, everyday human beings that want to get on with their lives, want to have security, want to have jobs.
Some have credited the Taliban with having a much more effective public relations machine than anything the U.S. military came up with. Do you agree with that?
I think they've got a very different message to what the military is trying to convey. They want to send a message that the country is kind of being invaded or being occupied. It's just it's a fairly simple message that they're there, they have a presence, they have an impact, they have an influence. So in that sense, it's much easier to tell people if you cooperate, you might be killed, etc.
That message sounds pretty effective.
Yeah, and it would be. But again, there's very different messages. It's hard to do messaging for development. You're not going in there and promising people a new home. If you went in there doing an ad saying every Afghan's getting a new house, it becomes much more simple.
Whenever we've talked about hearts and minds campaigns anywhere, it always seems to boil down to ads can only take you so far. And in fact, ads will take you nowhere if the policies of government don't reflect what the ads are trying to convey. Do you find that the policy is consistent with your ads?
If you're talking to people and you're telling them that we're bringing peace, but at the same time there are people being killed, obviously then that becomes a problem. So you have to be very careful in terms of how you do advertising and what you promise.
So in the current environment, how much impact do you see your ads having?
I think it plays some positive roles, otherwise we wouldn't be involved. You can't have an ad campaign that changes the country. This is a small part and a very large problem. Fundamentally, in Afghanistan, no foreign power is going to be able to make the changes. That will have to be the people. We need to decide where our future lies.
Jahid, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Jahid Mohseni is the CEO of the Mobi Group, the parent company of Lapis.